put it's talk of Yaakov Tassisa. So Chazal Amifarashit Kala Oiza Sheva Dulva Gvur Shemalach Macham Lochim Hu Mishpat Ohev V'noyik Sheboilam Mishu Baal Zreya. If somebody is strong or powerful and a Roi Tzolasa is Tvorah V'mishpat, he doesn't like doing things V'mishpat Ela Mav Ala Mishpat, he's Mav Ala Mishpat and he robs and steals and the Nesipan Rav V'kroivov. Avali says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach Macham Lochim Mishpat Ohev Ein oise dvarav al b'mishpat. Hevei ba'oiz malach mishpat ohev. So Chazal say the first chelik of this of the Chazal here is that despite the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful and can do everything the way you'd like to, the way he can do anything he wants to do, still he does things only b'mishpat. It's a very very palatable Chazal. It's shvach on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is very powerful and he could rob and steal and take anything he wants, he doesn't. I mean, that's a shvach Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pella. It's a hevei ve'oiz melech mishpat ohev. A strong king and still likes mishpat. A pella de Chazal. The second half of the Chazal is also strange. It says mahu ata kinante mishar. This end of the pasuk is a Kadosh Baruch Hu placed mesharim, drachim mesharim in the world. Omer of Alexandri, Shnei Chamorim Mehalchim B'derech. If two mule leaders are walking, Soinin Zelazeh, they hate each other. Ravat Lechnim Chamorim, and one of their Chamorim collapsed under its weight. Chaveiro Eivav Re'eyu Sheravat Tachm Asor. If somebody walks by and he sees the Chamor bent down, Omer, he says, Loikse B'toyu K'tir Chamor Sonacha, Azev Tazeh. It says before he's supposed to help him. Ma'asa chaza v'to'anum laveu. So he put on the stuff and walked along to see that it goes well. Nesiach, hitchel mesiach imoy. So he starts talking with him. Azoiv kima mikan, helisa mikan, arek mikan. Maybe you can push it this way, pull it that way. Ad sheyitin imoy until they engage. Nimtzu oisna shalom b'neihem. And you see they make shalom between each other. So you see a gewaldic katyon to Mishurim that the mitzvahs benorim l'chaveiroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place and they're oyevim zeaseh. I mean, why don't you just say straightforward? After kamoicha, what is the point of this chazal? The point of chazal is telling you that the mitzvahs benorim l'chaveiroi create av between people. Say that. I mean, it says after kamoicha. What do you need the whole? This whole mashal, this whole psiyup advarim, Chazal are trying to say that what? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes that people like each other. So v'after kamecha is the father of all the mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs benam l'chaver, tzedakah and chesed and so on and so forth are all along that same line. What are Chazal pointing out in this mahalach of meisharim atok and ante meisharim? There's the Chazal say a mashal about the relationship between Torah and Mishpatim. It's one of the points we've spoken about, and try to see it a little bit differently this time. That the there's a relationship between Torah and Mishpatim. Ma matruna hoylech hazin lefana vazin lachra. Just like a king or queen that's walking, you have a god in front of it and a god after it. So to Torah, you have a Aseres HaDibros in the middle, and you have in the front of it and the back of it dinim. In the front of it, you have by Mara there was dinim. So there was a gilu of Parshas Mishpatim beforehand, and then there's a gilu of Parshas Mishpatim, Elam Mishpatim afterwards. So it's a marshal to a king being guarded by two guards, one in front, one behind. Where is that marshal to the Torah? I mean, if you're counting Mishpatim as an outside element, there's Torah and there's Mishpatim, so fine, you have Torah and Mishpatim. In what way is Mishpatim the Shmirat to Torah? I mean, if Torah is considered, I guess, the Chalokim that are more Benon Lamokim, so where's Benon Chaveiroi, a getter of a Shema, in front of it, the Shema afterward? One more Nekuda. It says that the Gemara says in Shabbos that's kol adon din emes lamitoi nas eshut l'Kadosh Baruch Hu shenema. It says by Bria Soilam it says Vayer Vayvoyke, and here it says Min Aboyke Ad Erev. So Iskash to Bria Soilo. So usually when Chazal darshan a word that we're trying to say this word is the same in both places, and therefore it should be a similar inyan. So Chazal had a mysterious on certain words, but one would expect the words to be a crucial part of it. If it would said something about mishpat here, mishpat there, would have said a dayan here, dayan there, would have said something. At least that the word they're telling to is something that's shaykh to the parasha itself. I mean, the Erevat Boike, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be the most important. If we're looking for a prat in B'Yisrael, that's an important word, that it's a kilu, a very, very crucial word. So we'd say, me Erevat Boike, Boike at Erev, it doesn't seem to be the word, Ba'yevay Boike, it's the end of it, next day. There's nothing there that one could really see as being a hakdara or shaykhis to Rabbi Yisrael. And the same thing by Yisrael with the din. I mean, Min Aboikar Erev is a very side, irrelevant, it's relevant to the parasha to see how tired Moshe Rabbeinu was. But it didn't have much of a shaykhis with the etzim din. So why have all, I mean, Chazal found in these two words the tzushtel. What is doubly strange is that it's the opposite. Here it says Vayer Vayvoik, and here it says Min Aboikar Erev. There's two separate inyonim here. So if you're stalling it, so I mean, a hekesh zereshava has to be, the word has to be the same. I mean, a lot of times you find Chazal, whether a word that's similar meaning, it means the same. But here it's strikingly the opposite. In Bria Soilam it says Vayer Vayvoike, and here it says Vayvoike Min Aboikar Erev. So let's try to understand a little bit about the inyon of Mishpat and the Mahalach of Torah, what Chazal called Torah and what Chazal called Mishpat, and try to understand the difference in the Kesha. It says by Matan Torah, it says that I'll call Dibur Dibur Parach Nishmasam, that each Dibur de Neshama was Pereach and HaKadosh Baruch was Machzira. Another Chazal that has a similar perspective, Chazal say that a reach was mismala the kol ha'olam with each dibra, and so the Gemara asks, if so, where is the room for the next dibra? So the Gemara says a ruach came and swept away the first reach and left over the second reach. Chazal are telling us that Matan Torah was a gedah of a gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kefi erkoi. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is b'li gvulis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above any boundaries, and b'meila Torah, the way it's given, the way it is be'etzim, is also b'li gvulis. There's no reason why one single Dibra should not be memale kol olam. What Chazal mean to say is each Dibra mitzar atzmoy has no gvulis on itself. When we say, for instance, the sale from the Goyen, that kol ha'Torah kulo is merumis, everything is merumis in Torah, and kol ha'Torah kulo is merumis in Breishis, and everything Breishis merumis in the first parasha, in the first pasuk, in the first word, first letter, it's not a game. It's the pshat. Torah mitzad atzma, it's mitzad, it's toichin, is shayach to the world of b'li gvulas. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that the same element of without boundaries that is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayach to the Torah. So each dibur itself keeps expanding. You need an outside force to push it away and to make room for the next one. Mitzad the dibra itself, there's no room for anything else. That is the way Torah was given. The reason is because Torah, that's its mitzias be'etzim. The Sfarim point out that in the dibra's Rishonis there's no vav. There's no vav between the different dibris. because each dibur is not connected to the other dibur. Each dibur is a world in itself and expands indefinitely. Similar to the Maya, to the Lashon Chazal, we always quote that the Shemayim, when Nimtachim V'Holchim, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, die. So it kept expanding. Each dibur itself kept expanding and took up every single space there was. Because mitzad each dibur, there is no gvulis. There are no gvulis. That is Torah was given. The problem with that is that in that mahalach there is no makom tfisa for a person. If there is no, the less structure there is, l'mashal, if somebody says a shir and there's no structure to it, it's very difficult to be tefisit. I mean, somebody with photograph memory can just spit it back, but it can't be tefisit. Something that has no gvulis can't be nitfas. It doesn't have any place to stick to it. It's not become a mahalach within the bria. So just like somebody, for instance, somebody who's a big genius will dazzle somebody small with gewaldic harifis, and when it's over with, it left no impression on the person because he never was able to thread it into his own seichel. It never went into the structure of understanding to him. So he heard a lot of awesome thoughts, but it couldn't become part of him because it doesn't fit into the structure of his seichel and so on. So that is the problem of Torah when it comes into our world. Mishpatim means, mishpatim in its most general sense, is not dafke the chelik of Torah that are nizikim and mominis. It expresses itself most clearly there. But the mahalach of mishpatim, mishpat means something that a person can be done with a seichel. It fits into the structure of sichlius. It's part of the olam ha-sichlius. And therefore, mishpat is what goes into... Mishpat is the kli kibul of the world. For chachma is mishpat. So just like a person, let's take the example, a person who's a very creative thinker and he thought of an idea, but it's still at the stage where it's vague and just kind of a feeling and a sense. That idea as such cannot be given over. It can't be put into any useful mahalchim. All it is potential to potential for something. But as it stands now, it hasn't entered the mahalcha olam. Mishpat is that structure of seichel, reasoning, definition. The word definition, to define, means to give the boundaries of something, and that is the correct, that's the correct definition of the word. When I define something, I give it its boundaries, and that's when it gets its surah to me. The word could mean anything. No, it refers dafka to a person, and it refers to a person in such a situation, and only under these conditions. That's what the word chet can mean anything. The Torah says no. Chet means anyone who's oiva on one who's following aveiros under these and these circumstances, and it's tuli das tshuva, not after das tshuva. I define the word chet now. The mishpat is the mahalchei sichlius in the bria, and that's where those inyanim go into. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those inyanim that are lamaila, that's Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu threaded it into the mahalchei seichel. He poured it into a structured mahalach. That is the world of mishpatim. The world of mishpatim is that it now takes on boundaries. Each mitzvah is limited. This chiyuv is from here to there. This dibra is from here to there. It everything began to take on a structure and fit into certain gvulas. That is where Torah gets poured into the olam of mishpat. In dinei mamonis and in dinei nezikim, it's the place where most clearly and sharply it's seen. Because that's by teva, it lends itself to these mahalchim. I saw somebody points out a steer. It says in one place that kachim is chachma. Say the kachim is keneged chachma, And the other place the Gemara says that a Reitzel Lahachkim should learn a Zikin. So he answers that Chachma is Kachim. That's the Chachmasa Yisbarach. But a person can't really be Machkim from it because it doesn't fit into Malchus Seichel. Kachim is very hard to deal with Svaras. You can Shtel Avek, the Gzeres HaKasavs, the Psukim, the Limudim, and so on. But very little of it really fits into Malchus Seichel of Adam. And b'mele, there's no reitzel lahachkim. A person doesn't become smarter from kachim. A person it contains chokhmosei yisbarach from kachim, but not a reitzel lahachkim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured it into mahalchim of mishpat, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a tefisa of Adam. That's the pshat in the Chazal of that it's like a watchman, a guard goes in front of it, and a guard goes after it. Torah in this world is not compatible, really. The danger to Torah is not somebody who's going to shoot Torah. The danger, the shmira that it needs is because Torah doesn't really fit into Mahalchei Olam. You need to fit it into Mahalchei Olam. Mishpat is the Mahalach where Torah fits into Mahalchei Olam. It's where it's shayach to put Torah into the world. The Shmira is more of a Shmira like preserving something, keeping something, rather than watching from Sakonis. Torah itself slips out very quickly because it's so above Seichel Adam. Chazal say, Torah is like Kli Schuchis, that it's easy to break because it's so delicate. So it's just so easy to lose it. Mishpat is something where it anchors it into Mahalchei Seichel, it becomes a little easier to possess it. Let's go back to the Chazal. That's what Chazal said by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oiz Melech Mishpat Ohev B'Teva of Oilam, that somebody who's strong and powerful has no need for Mishpat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a need for Mishpat. What the Pshat in the Chazal is, we're not being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bully the world. That's not a big Shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go the other way around. Let's say I'm a totally benevolent dictator. I can do anything I want to do, and I want to do only good. So if Reuven needs something, I give it to Reuven. If Shimon needs something, I give it to Shimon. And if Levi can give something for Yisachar, I'll take from Levi and give to Yisachar. I can do everything. A melech can be pirates get away in Moicha. So the pshat is the etzim and hug of Malchus is mufka from Gedorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to act by fiat. Kule toiv. The mashal is not from a robber who's stealing. That's not shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mashal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been a meitiv without Mahalchei Mishpat. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meitiv through Mahalchei Mishpat, that it's kefit maise adam, and it's mida keneged mida, and v'chulu, and it's b'mishpat and b'din, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in order because that's a special mile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though mitzidoy yisparach, that he's a bilti bal gvul, that he has no gvulis, he could have been meitiv without any rhyme or reason, he could have just dumped toiv on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have it, and we'll see a little bit later why. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kofet derech mishpat. So it's the same thing, just like a melech who's a benevolent dictator. He's all powerful and all benevolent. And yet he chooses to go through legislation and a court system and everything that in order to bring it down through Mahalchei Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be mashpia through Mahalchei Mishpat, even though he's a kol yachol. That's what Chazal wanted to point out. That's the pshat that they said, kainanta mishar. V'avta recha kameicha, as such, is a very big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that the Rishonim say it's kemat impossible to be mekayim it. It's very, all the Rishonim shtals on it, and so on. How could a person like someone else like himself? So v'havta rekamoicha as such is a mitzvah that kemat is without gevulis and kemat not shayach to Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mahalach. there's a mitzvah, specific mitzvah. The specific mitzvah is being matin chamor chaveri. That's a very specific act with a very specific makom and circumstance. And yet, in that maisa, the person starts with that, and a step leads to a step leads to a step, until he comes to like him. So Chazal showed that the mahalchei mitzvahs, ata kinanta meisharim, you made a mahalach in order to get to where you want to get to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are part of a structure. Every meisharim, every yeisher is where points line up to go to a specific, a road is a straight road, is a lot of points that are leading up to a certain mahalach, to a certain place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs in its surah of Meisharim that in order to bring the person to somewhere. It's each mitzvah takes you somewhere. There's a Tanchum in Shoftim. It says Ki Lashem Tishpoitu, the pasuk says when you're judging, you should be very careful, because ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean the pasuk itself, the intention of the pasuk seems to be, the implication of the pasuk is to know that when you're judging two people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the golden standard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking over you, that's ki lashem tishpoitu. Chazal say that Ilmole kosev oimroi yefshel oimroi. Had it not been a pasuk, we couldn't have said it. Kavayochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's being done HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when two people come for a din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself kavayochol on trial. And that's why a person should be a tremendous zehirus when he's being done at din tayir, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on trial. What does it mean? I mean, two people, male, if a person has to decide about a lulav or an esrog or whatever, I could say this. We have a fight between two people, you're being done them. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in there? The teretz is, we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself by and large through Mahalchei Olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of his Giluyim and put it into the Mahalchim that are Mahalchei Mishpat. The place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most strongly bound to Das Adam, to Mishpat Adam, is in Eden Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a midah of tzedek, of justice, of right. That midah is never mizgala except through the affairs, the business affairs of people. So when I have two people in front of me and I'm being done with an entire, I'm being told the following. Your seichel is going to do the entire. If your seichel is right, then what comes out as the center of it, what comes out as the teichen of the seichel, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, you've crushed the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah said it. It means the gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the seichel fits, just like sometimes they have these crossword puzzles where you figure out each word, and if you got all the words correctly, there's a larger message, a bigger message there, or whatever that combines with the other words. So each word itself, you have to ask yourself, what does the clue give me? And I have to try to figure it out. But I'm being told there's a double check. If you're going to get one wrong, you're not only going to get wrong that one, the whole picture's messed up, because there's a bigger message, a bigger word waiting to come out from all those little messages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas of tzedek are in mishpat. And if a person is being done to people, basically what he's trying to do is bring out the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzedek or Toiv, whatever you want to call it, into this world through Mehalchei Mishpat. So the responsibility is also responsibility. If you've if you judge wrongly, it's not only that Reuven loses a few dollars that should have been rightfully his. You've basically stuffed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. You've presented Shek as Emes. You've said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds this and this in this case, and he doesn't. So you're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol shaker. You're putting Shek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, Chas v'Shalom. That's the pshat in the Beikar Erev and Erev at Beikar. The Erev is always the chelek that is beyond Seichel. We've said over a few times to Avin Ezra that Ramban, that Erev is Miloshin, things become blurred, distinctions become blurred. At night, you begin to lose sense of boundaries. Beiker is Miloshin, criticize, critique, Levaker, Loyevaker, those are all Bikoris Tia. The word Bikoris means to resolve or to critique, to define, all of those types of definitions. So Baker is the time, when it comes morning, things get a clear resolution, you can make out the boundaries, and you can define each one, each place. The Bria was a mahalach of Erev at Baker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with Torah beyond the world, he started with a metzias too big for the world, and then he put boundaries into the world so that the world has a metzias. Din, we start with Seichel Adam, we start with Boika, we start with Mishpat, and it brings us back to the Mokar of Torah, which is that Pchinas Erev, which is the Pchina of beyond Gvulis. So the Mahalach of Din and Mishpat is a Mahalach where we take out that which is from there and comes out. So in the process of Din Torah, in the process of Mishpat, the Mahalach is we use Seichel, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu threaded his Torah into the needle of Seichel and Das, by using Seichel and Das, we're bringing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from there. The Al-Sheikh says over here, in fairness, it's sort of based on a pasuk, it says, Alekim Nitzav Badas Keil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with a Bezdin. The Pashat Pshat, the way it's understood Pashat, is the Siyat HaShemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the Bezdin and so on. The emes is the Mechuvin is more subtle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering over Bezdin, he's waiting to come out through Bezdin's mouth. What comes out of Bezdin's mouth should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in a certain case. So the mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim, alekim nitzav v'adas keil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to come out from Adas Keil. There's an Al-Sheikh HaKadosh that says ad alekim yovid v'ashneim, he says ad alekim ad ye'ora lov ruach mimorim, until a ruach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends, and his lashon is umishtal shel lemata, and it slowly begins to come down. Mishtal shel means to come down step by step, until he comes out in Bezdin. The mahalach of Bezdin is bringing out that into the world, into the Metzius. There's a reason. The first reason, obviously, is that if there is no mahalach of Mishpat, then it's lost on people. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim would just overwhelm people. And therefore, through Mishpat, we're able to get a grip on it. We're able to get a handle on it and cut it to Tzuras Adam. There's another aspect of it. In as much as it's shayach to Mishpat, that's how much it has shayaches to being permanent. It says Alekim Nitzav Badas Keil means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Nitzav means to stand firm, to be in place. Things that are beyond Seichel even if I believe it, even if I can repeat it, it loses itself. It's not really locked in. Something which is logic is be'etzem a metzias. Something that's not logical, it doesn't seem to us firmly anchored in anything. When I say that, just in my mind, something that's not logical has no anchor. He said so. Okay, said so. This is a good thing. Okay. It's sort of teller it's oblima. It doesn't have a result of what is it. Seichel always starts with certain, what we understand to be immutable yesaidus. I start with certain axioms that are, in my mind, bedrock. This is the metzias, the way I perceive it, and nothing will shake it. And if I can anchor something into the metzias, it has a permanent, it has a permanent metzias to it. It exists. Elokim nitza vadas keil means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a permanent metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a solid metzias only by das keil. There's a maral. The maral says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev mishpat? The maral says an awesome insight in the mile of mishpat and its inyan. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's etzem metzias is what we always quote, is a metzias muchrachas, an existence that is intrinsic to itself and must exist. It's like an axiom. His existence is an axiom. It's not mikra. The opposite of mikra, something that can or cannot be, is mikra. Even if it's there a long time, it doesn't have to be, but it could be. That's called mikra. Something which has to be is called mukhrach. So everything in the world's existence is negotiable. Could not be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is mukhrach. That's the only existence in the world that's not negotiable. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Hashem's oyev mishpat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the chelik of Bria that is mukhrach. And mishpat is mukhrach. Anything, the more I can show something that it has to be that way, the more its existence is real. The more it's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in that it's a metzias muchrachas. So mishpat is something which is anchored in seichel, and therefore its existence seems to us a solid. Just like when I anchor a building to rock, the building is as strong as the rock. Whatever it takes to shake the rock, only that could shake the building if the building is anchored well with its foundations to the bedrock. Anything that in my mind is anchored in an axiom has the same strength as the axiom and can only be shaken if you shake the axiom itself. If anything which seichel deheres becomes part of the metzias, and that metzias is a metzias of a metzias of muchrachas. So we have here the whole scope of Torah, we have here two mahalchim, and the both of them are important for us to size up. It says Shalei Birchu B'Torah Tchila was the reason why they were Lama of Darts, because Torah Betzim has a paradox in itself. Torah starts out with the fact that it's B'ligvul. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mocker. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no gevulis, his Torah has no gevulis. That's the Birchu B'Torah Tchila. A person who does not take that on as the Aleph of Torah is betzim being kaifa in Torah. He reduces Torah to Seichel Adam, and then it's kfira. But a person that stays with that, a person that doesn't use his Seichel, to doesn't thread Torah into his seichel, doesn't have Torah. It's not a mitzvah mukachas. It could be this is an hoga toiv and this is a minik toiv and this is the hele gezeda did this is what everybody does this that that. It's nothing. It's all clouds. There's nothing there that's baked into him that the person can tap with his hands and say, this is the mitzvah. This is the way it has to be. And the person's chiyuv in Torah since Torah is mishpat, the chiyuv of Torah is that it become part of the seichel, as this is the same milsa pshitas as something else. Whenever a person, what are we doing when we're trying to understand Torah? When a person was amal to understand Torah, the process that happens as follows. A person sees an inyan. What's the svara? The svara means I'm going to connect it to something that is basic logic to me. It can go through another malach of Torah also. I can show you that Parsha Aleph in the Torah is exactly like Parsha Beis. This is the same din as this, and b'meila all the other havanas go back to it. The Torah is a huge tree, and branches and branches of branches and branches of branches are all make the, so all of Torah, when a person is hurrying to understand Torah, two things happen. Either the person anchors it into something else which he understands, or something else is anchored to something else, or a person sometimes is megalad himself, he realizes new axioms. Just like if a person is learning geometry and he learns the postulates, some of them never thought about, but once he sees it and considers it, he becomes convinced that this is true. It is. It's something that is absolutely emes. When a person steigs in learning, a lot of times his seichel grows to understand other things that are as mutzak, that are as solid as his first axioms. That's also good. But until it doesn't reach as a darga, where the person's clicks into the person's mind, it snaps in, and it sits on it solidly, that's not Torah. In as much as Torah is the Da'il Mishpat, Ve'ilam Mishpatim, it says, don't teach them three or four times, it told Moshe Rabbeinu, but until it should be a Shulchan Aruch Lefneihem, it's got to be, everything has to be in its Mokrim, in its place, it has to be Misadar itself in its Mokrim, or else it's not Miskabel Adas Adam. The Seder Advarim is the Shlita of Seichel on the Pratim. The Ramchal wrote a Sefer where he says the only chiddush in the Sefer, the Derech HaShem, is the organization of it. So it wasn't an index for his other works, like for a person who needs to find out where what is, a quick way to look at it, not go through a long Das Tvunis. The Sefer itself is to take the Das Tvunis, which has a lot of ideas and a lot of havanas, but it doesn't snap together, it doesn't rest on a person's Seichel. A person that, so it's not becoming part of him. Only when the thing snaps into a person's seichel, that's when it becomes part of him. So the chiyuv in Torah is a twofold chiyuv. On the one hand, to start out by understanding that it's not starting with seichel, it's starting with beyond seichel. It's starting with something which be'etzim is bigger than me. It's paruch ha'nishmasam. It's something that can overwhelm me. The chiddush is that I now have to take it, and yegiyas ha'Torah means putting it into seichel, chewing it, thinking about it, breaking it into pieces, and putting it in its makom. This is a Zohar, a very famous Zohar. It says, Ve'ilam Mishpatim, this is the Seder of Gilgulei Neshamas. It's very hard to know what's the mind to Gilgul Neshamas. I mean, it's a big Seder. But I'll be pshutai. The Indian of Gilgul Neshamas is an awesome gili of this Mahalach. It says that the makom for Gilgul Neshamas is a Remez and Iyav. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try two or three times with a neshama to set it right. A Gilgul's neshama is an inyan where al pi mahalchei mishpat a person failed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants to be meitiv to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, okay, listen, you get a free ticket. I mean, bonim atam Hashem alkeichem, free ticket, you didn't earn it. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is that he re-threads Mahalchei Mishpat. The ultimate, the Gilgulim is the Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redoes a Mahalach of Mishpat. It HaKadosh Baruch Ve'ela Mishpat means that the ultimate Torah is Shtelzach Tzu to a person only through Mahalchei Mishpat. All the Gan Eden in the world is meaningless if it doesn't Shtelzach Tzu to the person, where the person can somewhere feel, I have a Shaychus to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-threads the ultimate Nekuda in Gilgul is, it's a mahalach of ultimate chesed. The person failed with mahalchei mishpat of a lifetime. The person doesn't have what it takes. And HaKadosh Baruch gives the ultimate chesed of giving it. But even the ultimate chesed comes through mahalchei mishpat, so that shayach to a person. Be'ilam Mishpatim is, the parasha Mishpatim is, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of his built-in gvul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his boundless Sai HaTava and Sai Chochma, gave it to us in Mahalchei Seichel, in Mahalchei Mishpat. That's the only way that a person is a Kli Kibul for it. And if a person does it right, then what comes out from his Seichel is Al-Kim Nitzah Badaskel. From his Das comes out Das Al-Kim. And if the person made it part of his Seichel, then it's always, then Lenetzach, it's part of his Nitzis.